Hello, podcast listeners. It's Ophira with an Ask Me Another bonus. Our VIP comedian W. Kamau Bell holds the esteemed position of being one of the only comics I know to have been heckled by Barbara Walters. I guess she didn't share his view.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Fantastic.
That's part
so
of that.
So can you set the scene for that?
So yeah, I mean, that was so weird. I mean, obviously.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the show, they were really launching it, and so I got offered to do things that I just never, as a guy who was sort of doing black box theaters, I never thought I would go, these are things I want to do. And one of those was, I got a call from the publishers from the show saying, so you're going to be on The View.
And you're like, all right.
No, I'm not. Why would I be on The View? Like, nothing against The View, but that was just not on my, it wasn't on my bucket list. And, and so they invited me down to The View, and I went and did The View, and it was the same day that Taylor Swift was on The View,
which meant
I was kind of doing The View because it's Taylor Swift.
Right.
And so it was right when her new album had come out, and she had all these songs, and people wondered if they were about John Mayer, and she was having her moment, and it's funny, our dressing rooms were right across from each other, and so I was like inches from her moment, you know, like it was just security and. Different people.
Did she come over and say, hey?
No. I don't think she knew I was there. I don't think she had any sense that there was, the show's an hour long. She probably did 55 minutes of the hour just because it's Taylor Swift. If she came right now, you would ask me to leave. I understand. and I'd be like, yeah, let's get this.
You don't know me very well.
I'm just saying, it would be interesting to, you know, so.
I'd be like, Taylor, first fill out a contestant quiz.
I like this. So I don't think she had any. I mean, I saw her back from this far away. Like, I opened my dressing room to go out, and she was standing in front of it taking a picture with somebody.
Right.
So that's what I was to her. I was a place to take a picture. And so she was on the show, like, talking about, you know, they wrote this song and these guys, and it's so weird to be so tall and so pretty and so rich and
it's
talented.
Hard.
It's just weird. And here's stories about how it's hard to be tall and rich and pretty and talented. And, you know, but she's like 19. So, I mean, I would do the same thing too if I was 19, but I didn't have any of that. I was tall.
You were
tall. So she was, and all the rest of them were sort of, and so she was on for like the, and then at the end they did this thing called Joy's Comedy Corner, where I go out and sit across from Joy Behar, and they do a thing where you set up that we didn't do here, where they get your jokes and then they set you up for your jokes.
It's one of the worst things because it always sounds, it doesn't matter when you do it, always sounds canned.
The people who are good at it are great.
So, your relationship is weird right now.
Yeah.
And then you go, yeah, and then you do your bit.
At the risk of talking out of turn, I was on, there's a show that's famous for that. It's called,
Yeah.
So you know that show. I'm going to have to say it now. No, it's called Comics Unleashed.
Yeah.
With Byron Allen.
Yeah.
It's sort of five comedians ostensibly talking, but they're all doing their bits, and he just sort of turns from one to the next, and I had a bit about Black History Month, and he turned to me and goes, so I hear you hate February. Which is just a weird way to open up
Hilarious,
a bit about
right.
my issues with Black History Month. Yes.
Natural conversation.
Damn you, February. Damn you. So this is one of those things where it's done all over show business. It's just a way to get the interview going.
Yes.
And, you can hate it, but it's there. And so Joy was supposed to do that, but I just felt like she had been like Taylor Swift had sucked all the energy out of her because it's just a lot. Like,
sure.
You know. And so she was just sort of like, you know, so you're black. I may be exaggerating a little bit, but that's what it felt like to me. Like it didn't, it's just, you know, because it's the end of the hour. And it was that day that Trump had said he was going to, it was during the election, and Trump said he had something, information about Obama that was going to change the election, and they didn't know what it was, but they thought he's a political comedian, so hey, what do you think about that? And I didn't have a joke about it, because I'm not a political comedian, but I said, I don't know, I just, since I'm on ABC, I just want to say, I think, say something that I feel like, I'm on this network, I didn't say that, but I'm on this network, I should just say something I would like to say in front of the biggest audience I've ever had. I just want to say, Donald Trump is the worst. Which is not funny, but it felt good,
yeah.
You know? It's not always about you people. Because I felt like we don't ever talk about it. So I said, I just think Donald Trump's the worst.
And it got a very good reaction like a bunch of people.
Well, it was funny because the audience was all 14-year-old girls who were fans of Taylor Swift. And even they were like, that's true, that's true. this black guy's onto something.
Right, they're like, my dad says he's weird.
Yeah, and so at that moment, like, and the rest of the women of The View are sitting in the front. At that moment, like Barbara Walters starts to like move, and I look out, and she's like doing this, like the cut sign, like no,
yeah.
Which I was like, it's weird because I think they think they're probably differently politically. They probably think differently politically, but also they probably they're so rich they go to the same.
Oh, they hang out.
They drink out of the same blood fountain at the place. Oh. You know, whatever. Too soon. I don't know what they. I don't know what they do. My show was canceled. I don't know. I wasn't there yet. I was almost there.
But that, she had a problem with you
saying... She had a problem with saying something like, Donald Trump is the worst. and so Joy is... He's like, Barbara's upset, and Joy is... And it was just weird, because I felt bad, because I'm on their show trying to... you know, as much as I'm an opinionated person, I don't want to just... You know, I want to be respectful to the place, and she's a broadcast legend, so I didn't really have a comeback for Barbara Walters. And the only thing that made it worthwhile is sitting, like, two people down from her was Whoopi Goldberg, who was just like, ah-ha! Like, way overlapping, like, clearly her and Barbara have some beef or had a conversation, and I was like, that's fine. If I had chosen how this went down, and he said, you can either have Barbara Walters laugh and Whoopi Goldberg be disappointed, I would have wanted Barbara
exactly
Walters to be disappointed and Whoopi Goldberg laughing.
Nice.
More from my interview with comedian W. Kamau Bell about being a comic, getting career advice from Chris Rock, and creating the talk show Totally Biased on our next podcast.